Monday morning. It's November the 28th, for those of you who are keeping track of such things. Here to help you have a better day than you possibly could have if you started by yourself is Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Roberta Fasanelli has some Cyber Monday deals. She is the queen of cheap, after all. And the then we have the latest on Howard Stern being romanced by Simon Cowell. There's a strange combination, right? Look up the haircut, Simon Cowell.
And yeah, then, not too weird. Both not that attractive-looking men, and, you know, that are very famous.
One with hair, one without.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Simon, they both have hair. It's just how they choose to value it, if you will. Value.
One uses the Flo-Bi, the other not enough.
Right.
The Flo-Bi.
The Flo-Bi.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's achievement waiting you today. You have a goal set. Roberta, what's your goal for today?
Oh, gosh. What's my goal? To clean the roof.
Clean the roof on your house, okay?
Yes.
Jennifer, what is your goal? What do you hope to achieve today?
I hope to get all my calls made at work and go to the gym. Those are my two number two things today.
All right, Richie?
One and two.
What is your goal? What do you hope to achieve today?
My goal today is I have some editing to be done, both in video and audio. I have two projects that I need to finish up. And then the kids wanted to go see The Muppets, see if we have time for that.
A Muppet movie? Is there
a new Muppet movie? Yeah, and then, since our Taekwondo class was closed all weekend for the holiday weekend, get my large butt into class tonight.
Yeah,
sweat off a couple of these calories.
Sweating to the oldies.
Those are my goals for today. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of movies, the new Twilight movie is called Breaking Dawn. Top of the box office this weekend. Some are claiming the film has caused seizures.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a birth scene with some pretty wild lights.
Strobe lighting.
So you can check that out at Doug Steffen.
Every baby needs.
.com. Every baby needs what?
Strobe lights.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that in the birthing room.
It's like being born in a nightclub.
The only time I've ever been in that circumstance. Now, see, Roberta, you've got it up on us because you've had it twice. Jennifer, I hope you'll have this wonderful experience in your life. I did not see either of my two children born, but I saw Hillary's daughter born. Matter of fact, I was the first person to hold the baby when she came out. They wouldn't let, at the time that my two children were born, you couldn't get into the delivery room if there was a C-section going on. And that was the case with both Brendan and Megan. And I think that's been changed now. Rich, your son was born, was it normal way?
Or it was not a C-section.
You know what's weird? I guess I'm a couple of years younger than Brendan?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was a C-section and my dad was in the room.
Really? Well, that was Los Angeles.
So
maybe Boston, they did it differently than Los Angeles.
Could have been just around that time where they would have
been. Or a hospital.
Framingham, anyway. Mm-hmm. The Framingham Union Hospital was where both of them existence.
Oh, that's
and the slightest
why.
Idea why they call it the Framingham Union Hospital.
And back in the day when I was born, and then before me, Roberta and you, Doug, our dads would hang out in the waiting room smoking cigars.
Like Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My father wasn't you know what? I don't actually know what the circumstances were of my birth. I assume I was born because I'm here, but I don't know any more about my birth than that. I don't know. It was a little hospital in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where I was born. Why there? Because my parents lived in Acton, and they moved to Framingham shortly after that. You know what? I never thought about it even until now. What were the circumstances of your birth? Do you know? 800-510-8255. Now, there's an achievement. The primary objective of your mother on the day you were born...
Get that thing out of here. That was your primary objective.
Believe me, at that point,
right.
Yeah, you don't care how, you don't care who you want.
I will never, ever forget my wife being... Get me drugs. Like, I feel like I'm going to be split in half, and then 5 minutes later, she's singing Sinatra tunes.
You know, Richie, we can't ever, ever, ever appreciate that, really. You and I will never appreciate that.
Oh.
You can hear it, you can sense because you care about the person, but until you've gone through it, I don't think there, and you can't.
No. Although I'm going to suspect that the dental surgery I had without Novocaine on Wednesday was similar to childbirth. I'm pretty sure I'm ready to go now. You know, it was funny. My parents always tell me the story of my birth, and my dad was working in radio at the time, and he was on the air when my mom went into labor, and so my grandpa had to drive her to the airport, or the airport, I'm sorry, the hospital. Not the airport. And she was so
new baby flies in.
Yeah. She was so afraid of getting his car messed up when her water broke that she brought like 20 towels to sit on top of because she didn't want to ruin my grandpa's car.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good story. Yeah, I think everybody ought to know about their birth.
Yeah.
I'd love
well, nowadays,
to tell the
there's
story.
Video. Everybody has video.
That's true. Now, would you do the full Monty video for childbirth? Or did you, Rich?
Well, I set the camera up at such an angle that it would not do the full Monty, that you would kind of get, you know, okay, when they pull him out and lift him up, you would see him. But no. But unfortunately, even that view was obstructed by my back.
All right, bulletin. Whatever I do, the child comes. Bulletin. I learned how to.
That's really annoying at this hour of the morning.
Good morning.
I was taught by my daughter how to take pictures with my phone and send them.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Oh.
So she may have taught you, but now you actually have to do it.
Brain surgery next.
Yep.
I did. Charlotte's right underneath me when I'm hitting the horn. She sticks her nose in there, so it sounds like, listen to the difference. That's your nose.
You are so weird.
Thank you, Roberta. You know what they say, it takes one to know one.
I guess so.
Did you go shopping over the weekend, Roberta?
Absolutely not.
No, you're going to do most of yours. You're the perfect
online person.
Yeah, yep. Online person. So you have all of those for us, the Cyber Monday deals you have later. We had a good weekend for those of you who are keeping track of these sort of things or who are interested. And by the way, as much as we've been talking earlier, Roberta, about how to buy things or get things that are American, get the local American shops, get gift certificates, help the local business people, that sort of thing. And I was looking at the stocks today during the news at the top of the hour, rally in Europe big time, and it's expected to come around in America. And it's all built on this. This is how crazy these people are in the stock market. Never mind are they crooks, but they're crazy as well. One good weekend sends the market, the predictions the market will go by 400 points today because the weekend was so good in the retail establishments.
The retailers. Yeah.
And then it's already carrying. This is how important America is, like it or not, in the world scheme of things, because then this is what bothers the Russians and the Chinese, and because they can't set the market. We set the market. And I don't say that good, bad, or whatever. It's good for us, I guess, in the sense that we still have. Even though we're so deep in debt, it's dangerous. But we still, in terms of how retail or finances work, we still set the tone. And because we had good weekend in the real, amount of money being spent on average $400 per person who went to the store, up 9% from last year. All those numbers, and they track all that stuff because it means optimism in a sense. And so if there's optimism, then people feel like they ought to invest in stuff, and that's what happens.
I'm so tired of this Europe thing every single day. Yeah. Oh, they're worried that, Germany, Friday it was Germany's debt rating got cut, or in France and Poland or whatever.
It's all a play by the news media.
They're working on a new plan today, so everybody's up. And then tomorrow, Germany's not happy with the Italians because of the smell of their... And so it's down. I just... Oh, God. Yeah.
That's, you see, we get yin and yanged by the news media. That's all this is. Diane is in Tiffin listening to WTTF. What's the baby story you have for us, Diane?
I weighed 2 pounds and 11 ounces.
Wow.
And I was a 6-month baby, and I was 12 inches long. And if I would have been born normal, I would have died because my afterbirth was ahead of me.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
So you know your mother told you all of this. And
She was put in the hospital for a week, and I was born March 18th, and she said, why didn't you tell me the day before? It would have been the 17th.
St. Patrick,
so she was
baby.
Upset about that.
Yeah. So how about your children? Have you had children?
I had one, and she was a C-section. She weighed 6 pounds, but she was late. Uh-huh. She was born December 31st.
How's your health been, Diane, through your life? How healthy have you been?
Well, I've been good. I do have diabetes now from being pregnant.
Yeah.
Certainly after that, I got diabetes. But other than that, I mean, I'm not heavy, but I'm a little overweight, so I made up for it.
Well, you can go to the gym with Jennifer and Rich, do a little Taekwondo. Yeah. You'll be in good shape after that.
We go in groups. We got to travel in packs.
I'm 58 years old.
You have a what?
I'm 58 years old, not at my age.
Yeah, what's wrong with your age? A lot of people go to...
I feel old.
Ah, it's all in your head.
No.
Roberta and you are the same age. Does she sound old to you?
No.
No.
I just
depends
climbed the Grand Canyon for 16 days in August.
Yeah. So, Diane, it's all in your head. 58. Age is a BS number. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you feel to do it, then do it. Take care of yourself, all right? That'll be a good present for yourself for the holiday season, is to decide that you want to take care of you. Diane takes care of you. And then the rest of the stuff, many more good things will fall in line. And you know, but attitude comes from how you work through all of this stuff. And if you want to, you will. I'm confident. So thank you. It's imagine being a 2-pound baby, though, and surviving okay. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
That's teeny tiny.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
You can give them to the birds and bees. I want more.
Fascinating story to this song. Crank it up, Richie. This version of this song, there have been a dozen versions that charted of this song, but this version of the song was the original version of the song. So I'm not sure how I best do this, Richie. I'm going to first of all describe the man who is singing. All right, we'll start with that. 800-510-8255. And because it's a radio question, I'm going to give a Sea Crane radio to the person who figures out what the answer to this is. Okay, a CC Radio 2 to the person who figures this out. All right, you ready? This man's family had been prominent Georgia farmers. They moved to Detroit. This man was a boxer. He won 9 out of the 15 fights that he was in. He was in the U.S. Army. He worked for his father after he got out of the Army and then prowled jazz clubs at night. He owned a jazz record shop in the 1950s. He worked at the Ford factory assembling Fords in Detroit. Let's see here. He wrote for the Golden Gloves Championship. That was, he scripted, apparently, whatever it was that they were doing for the, you know how they used to have newsreels back in the 50s, the 40s and the 50s, 30s, 40s and 50s, actually. He worked out with Jackie Wilson. He wrote a song for Jackie Wilson, actually wrote two or three songs for Jackie Wilson. He and his second wife, Raynoma, formed a production company, and they recorded that he and his wife and his two sisters recorded that song in 1956. All right? So who is this man, and what else do you want to tell me about that song? I think there are two different parts to this, but I think more talking about the man is more interesting than anything else. What?
I think that the guy that you're talking about, if I think you're talking about, actually wrote the song and owned the record label.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
But did not sing it.
Yes, he did sing that. He and his wife, that's the original version of the song.
Okay.
All right? And it then went to, I think Smokey did a version of it, did he not?
Everybody and their brother has done a version of that. The Backbeat Band, the Beatles, the Blues Brothers, Bob Rivers, Bobby Freeman, Boys to Men, Bruno Mars. Yeah. I mean, everybody's done a version of it. Yeah. Cheap Trick.
Unless you didn't play the song that I thought we were talking about when we started talking about doing this. Did you do that? Was that?
Yeah, but now just in looking into it further, I think that there's the original artist was a different singer than you and I are thinking. I think the guy that you're talking about was the writer.
Yeah.
And the record promoter.
Well, but according to the information I have, he and his wife and his two sisters did the wife and the two sisters were the background singers. And he sang, this was the only song he ever sung on his own, I believe. And then he was responsible for Mary Wells, The Supremes, The Jackson 5, Martha Reeves, Gladys Knight, The Temptations, The Marvelettes, Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, and the list goes on. We're thinking about the same guy? You still don't think it was him who sang that song?
I think it's a different singer, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you know what?
I'm so confused.
For the purposes of this story, you know me, let's not let the facts get in the way of a good story. All right.
God forbid.
See, yeah, right. Heaven
this
forbid.
This just means it's a contest, though, right? So.
No, well, but you know. That's a bit, right? If you're following my thinking, then you win. How's that? My thinking wins. If you're on with me, then you're going to be a winner. How's that? Does that make sense?
Okay, Hitler. I mean, Doug.
Adolf. 800. 5-1. You know what? You're a little too smart for your britches sometimes. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Get our lowest prices of the season this week. Get huge store-wide savings at Toys R Us. Like buy one, get one 50% off all Lego, Crayola, and Shasha collectibles. And buy two, get the third free on all LeapFrog. Plus earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now take time to pay with layaway. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season sale going on now. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted items with equal or lesser value item purchased. Certain restrictions apply to layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't. I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Just moments away from Roberta Fasanelli's Cyber Mondays deal from the, or probably plural, from the Queen of Cheap. There'll be a number of them for us to cogitate. Meanwhile, we have a 2020 music quiz in the works. I described a gentleman who became very influential in the music business to the point where he met a fellow named Bill Robinson when he was doing other things, and they became friends. Bill Robinson, also known as Smokey Robinson, had a group called the Matadors. And they got together, collaborated, and this guy was a great promoter. He'd been in the boxing business as a boxer and then promoting boxing. Worked in the Ford Motor Plant, et cetera, et cetera. Knew his way around. And Smokey was just getting started. But whatever the reason, the Matadors became the Miracles. And they had a song. It was written by a guy named Marv Johnson that already had been produced, Richie. And Berry Gordy is the man I'm talking about, by the way. He leased Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and their records. He leased them so that they didn't have to get out of their first record deal until he proved to them that he could do what he said he could do, and that was promote them to, you know, the higher echelon in the music business. Now, having said that, there's a combination here of information about that man and the man who actually recorded the song, which we just played, the first version of Money. Right, Richie? Is that the story, more
That's
or less?
Correct. Yes.
All right. Here's Calvert. Calvert, where are you, sir?
Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Nice to hear from you. How are you doing? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good. All right. So who was it that sang the first version of this song?
Was it Barrett Strong?
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I believe it was Barrett Strong.
All right, hold on just a second. Deanna, who do you think it was?
Ask her again, Doug.
All right, Deanna, who do you think it was?
Joe Brown.
Joe Brown. Now, why do I not remember Barrett Strong? I remember Joe Brown. I don't.
I don't know, because I thought he was a boxer back in the 50s.
Joe Brown, a boxer. I think there was a Joe Brown. But to the best of my knowledge, he had nothing to do with the music business. But,
oh, okay.
All right.
Just doing a quick search on Wikipedia, Joe Brown comes up, Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah, right.
Then singer Joe Brown, then boxer Joe Brown.
Well, so was Joe Brown the singer around at the same time that Barrett Strong? Could there have been a version of the song? Maybe she's right. I don't remember a singer named Joe Brown from my days as a disc jockey. I do remember Barrett Strong as a disc
jockey. Joe Brown, the singer, was born in 1941, so he's a rock and roll guitar player for 5 decades, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely, from the UK.
But did he ever record a version of Money? Can you find that? And if you can find everything else out between Wikipedia and the other things that you can Google. So,
I do not see where he did money, no.
Yeah, okay. All right, no, I think Calvert is right. It was Barrett Strong. So the story goes like this, Calvert. This fellow, Barrett Strong, was also someone who was a friend. There was Marv Johnson, there was Smokey Robinson, there was Berry Gordy, Barrett Strong, and they all sort of worked together. As you know, Barrett Strong did not come out on the top of the pile. Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson came out on the top of the pile. I don't even know. Marv Johnson is just a name that I sort of vaguely remember. Richie, what does it tell you about Marv Johnson in terms of what he wrote? You can't find anything.
He did
write some of the early music, which became Motown music. But he wasn't smart enough to protect himself. Berry Gordy was kind of a slimester. I think that's
right.
Probably,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, yeah. And not
a smart one.
Very smart, but slimy.
Right.
And not as bad as Phil Spector, but pretty much cut out of the same school.
So this was before
Smokey Rod.
Right. And Berry Gordy and his wife Janie owned what was called Tamiya Records, or Anna Records, and they recorded it. And then actually Chess Records, the famous Chess Records with the brothers out of Chicago, were the distributors of it.
Yeah. His wife was Ray Noma, and his sisters Anna and Gwen were a part of what they called Joe Beat Music Publishing.
There have been no less than 75 covers of this song by well-known bands.
Yeah.
And it Rolling Stone lists it as the 288th greatest song of all time on the 500 chart.
Yeah. Okay. So the song, there was a song called Way Over There by the Miracles. It was the first one officially released by Motown, and then Shop Around and some of the others in the early 60s, 61, like in there. But anyway, the stories of all these singers, Mary Wells, the Supremes, Jackson 5, Martha Reeves, Gladys Knight, the Temptations, Marvelettes, Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, they'll all be happy to tell you that Berry Gordy was a crook and a cheat. Having said that, he did get them.
They wouldn't be here without Berry Gordy.
Exactly. Right. So that's the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
He was a crook and a cheat.
So,
but
can,
these people
can you name
not...
the obscure band who had the biggest hit version of Money, That's What I Want?
No.
The Flying Lizards.
Really?
And then the Beatles.
Uh-huh. They're not exactly unknown.
Right. The Flying Lizards had a higher chart of that song than the Beatles did.
I don't remember that group at all, Richie, from my days as a jock. But at any rate, it's a story that's very interesting because over 100 Motown singles have made it to the top of the Billboard charts. And it's just if it weren't for Berry Gordy, maybe somebody else would have come along and put some of this stuff together. But he found Mary Wells was one of his secretaries.
Yeah.
Diana Ross was a model or something. She wasn't a singer by any stretch of the imagination.
You could say that Sam Phillips and Berry Gordy and who else are probably the most influential people.
I don't know that you'd have to go any further than that.
In the history of rock and roll.
Yeah, right. R&B,
Sam Phillips
rock
did
and roll.
The same thing with rockabilly rock and roll that
right.
Berry Gordy did.
But he wasn't a crook and a cheat. He was not a crook, and he wasn't.
No, he
cheat.
Got cheated.
He did get cheated.
He got bought out by CBS and
RCA.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was But he'd get screwed, whereas Berry Gordy spent his life screwing all the people that worked around him, and it worked well for him and Phil Spector at least for a while.
All right, I see Jen's eyes glazing over.
What?
Yeah. Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
This is almost like car chat for me.
Yeah, all right, so let's get we give Calvert. One of these. Hold on just a second, Calvert. Thank you.
Good job, Calvert. Yeah,
give him a CC Radio 2. Here's why we're doing. This is a wonderful radio. Thanksgiving week brings out people and their real desires to be thinking about what's a very good gift for Christmas. And the incredible premium CC Radio 2 is that gift. It automatically holds and tunes in AM signals better than any other radio in existence today. It comes with those twin foil antennas that are built for the best AM radio reception. It also comes with an excellent FM receiver. It goes to the FM and the AM sound the same. What other radio can you find that has an AM band signal that receives the waves as well as the FM. I don't think you can find one anywhere. Cars certainly don't have them. And this is an emergency radio for you as well. The 2-meter ham band keep you informed during local disasters or hurricanes. And the weather band, the weather alert, keep you updated on your local weather and emergencies. It has 5 memory presets per band. But the best thing about it is the audio quality. Audio. What great audio. You'll love this radio. Get the premium CC Radio 2 for $159.95 and receive a free LED flashlight with the order. Call the order in right now while you're thinking about it. Maybe get 2 or 3 or 4 of these radios for people you know in your family, your friends, who really love listening to programs like this that are, for the most part, on the AM band. Call 800-522-8863. See Crane at 800-522-TUNE, T-U-N-E. And also visit C. Crane online at ccradio.com. C. Crane, 800-522-8863, a great radio company.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg talking to you about Murphy's Law. Okay, we all know that expression. The expression is, if there's any way to do it wrong, it will happen. And of course, we've changed that a little bit. But do we know where this whole expression came from, Murphy's Law? Well, the answer is it actually came from a person by the name of Murphy. And this individual was a developmental engineer from an aircraft lab. And he was trying to wire things, and it kept on malfunctioning due to an error in the wiring that he was doing. And then he came up with that statement about himself. If there was any way to do it wrong, I will. Now, is that the way we think of ourselves? We shouldn't. We should always say to ourselves, here's my law. When I do it, I'm going to do it right. It's going to work for me the first time and every time. And guess what? It will. Make it your law for life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of Texas. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Queen of cheap, hard at work today. Big Cyber Monday deals, Roberta.
Oh, this is my favorite shopping day of the year.
Really?
Because I'm an online shopper. I do not like going into stores with the crowds and waiting online. In fact, the other day I was in Home Goods and I had a whole cartload of stuff and I went over to the line and there had to be 30 people online. And I just
left your cart, didn't you?
I just left the cart. I just walked out. And actually,
I don't need Cyber Monday though. You want to know why?
Why not?
Because I'm done shopping.
You're done, yay!
Can you believe it? First
well, you got
ever.
Some great deals, though, out there, let me tell you. I mean, I guess the rule of thumb is before you shop anywhere today online, just do a Google search and see if there are any discounts, because everybody has discounts going today, even simple things like free shipping. But other discounts, like we've listed a few on DougStefan.com. Old Navy today, 30% off of everything online, plus free shipping over $50. And also in the store, buy one item, get the second one at 75% off. That's almost like free.
It's a big one.
That's a big one. Gap has 30% off your entire online
it's
purchase.
It's almost like
we
free, just 25% more.
Right. we have all the codes for you. Coastal Contacts is giving free glasses today, believe it or not. Once again, Kohl's has 20% off of everything, plus free shipping. And we've also got a couple of online sites for you to go to, mycybermondaydeals.net. And CyberMonday2011.biz. These are two great aggregate sites that have a lot of the deals all put together for you, depending on where you are in the country. And we also have something really kind of cool listed. I'm usually not a person to talk about any types of credit cards or anything like that, but this one just seemed too unreal. Through December 6th, you can get the Chase Freedom Card. It has no annual fee. The cash rewards never expire. And if you get it now, you get 30,000 bonus points, which basically means a $300 check. So you apply for the card, no annual fee, never expires. You get 5% back on purchases of like gas, flights, car rentals, and 1% back on everything else. But that $300 is what threw me. I said, wow, you apply for this card, you get $300, and then just cancel it. But there's no annual fee, so it really doesn't matter. It's not like you're paying for it. So you could use that $300 to buy yourself that iPad, you know? Instead of getting a Kindle for $199, buy the iPad for $499, which, and then get the $300 back, and it basically costs you the same as the $199. So it's really an incredible deal, especially if you're a little strapped for cash during the holidays.
Do you have a little chart that you use to work some of these deals out?
Oh, yeah. They run in my head. I look at this and I go, ooh.
I'm going to go apply for this credit card. That'll give me $300 back. Yeah. I don't have to pay for it. So then I'm going to go buy something that costs $500 because I really want something that costs $200. But if I use this card, I can add another $300.
I'm getting
a headache. Exactly.
All right.
That's
check out the
Cyber money, folks.
Monday deals from the Queen of Cheap, Queen of Cheap box right in the homepage next to a Better Living box. All of that info is there as a public service from Good Day. Speaking of public service, Jennifer checks the latest. This is the good story of the day from television. Simon Cowell chases Howard Stern. That's an interesting. Just visualize that for a moment.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Jen, what's the story with Howard and Simon?
Simon Cowell, one of the smartest and richest men on TV, you know, is the guy behind the scenes at the America's Got Talent show. And so he was asked in an interview about the rumors that Howard Stern could replace Piers Morgan at the judges' table on America's Got Talent. And he said that he likes him, that he's all for it. And when asked if Howard wants a lot of money, Simon said, I'm sure he does. Who doesn't? But that's up to NBC because I don't write the checks, baby. So he's letting that up to NBC to make that decision.
But they'll
they
move
asked
the
if
show
he would
to
move
New York.
The show.
Yeah.
And Simon said, if that's the right thing to do, yeah, he likes change. He said, whatever's right for the show, that's what they'll do. So looks like it could be old Howard going to America's Got Talent. Like
what else?
A lot. All right, tonight, NBC's The Sing-Off. We love that show. It's the finale tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC. And then some premieres tonight. If you're a fan of Rizzoli and Isles and The Closure, that starts tonight on TNT at 9 o'clock. And then also The Next Great Baker starts on TLC at 9. And just a reminder for your schedule, National Geographic Wild will air Big Cat Week next week. I know you'll be into that.
No. 51 after on a good day.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor
outdoor winter activity, Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Michael Levine is here from LCO Online. Levine Communication Office is located in Los Angeles, one of the big PR powerhouses, not only in this city, but around the country. And he has lots of clients who come from the world of entertainment, showbiz, high-profile people. So each week I like to have him on to talk about some of the things that we are all talking about and put a certain, I guess, perspective on it. You can get a lot of that perspective if you sign up for his newsletter, the LBN E-Alert. Check that out online as well. So, Michael, Black Friday is something that is more and more becoming a media event, and you see these people that are protesting having to work on Thanksgiving or over the weekend. I just kind of chuckle at that. What is there about this that seems, is this the worst and best of America? When you think about why a lot of people don't like us, we keep spending money that we don't have and telling people to spend money we don't have. And so where does all of this fit in the culture of our society?
Yeah, listen, I don't know about the best of America. I certainly, when I see images of on TV, it certainly looks to me to be the worst of America.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sense, by the way, it's attached to the season. So you can't help but attach it to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
Which means that we are taking, co-opting two sacred days, and we're moving them into how you can get cheap, large TVs.
Yeah, right.
It strikes me as icky. It strikes me as a symbol of materialism, material things on days that are supposed to have spiritual meaning. So, to the extent that they help move Americans away from the simple spiritual messages of the day and toward the rather, frankly, gross, endless commercial pushing marketing, I find them ugly in the extreme. And I wish consumers, I don't care how low the prices are, I wish consumers would resist some of them, shop in more local stores, and reacquire, much more importantly, the spiritual messages of the moment.
You know, that's a very interesting aspect of this, which has been touted. There's a whole movement to get people to go shop local.
Yeah.
That started and has gained some real momentum because the malls...
I think it's worth... Now, the problem is, to be very open with you, because I support some of the ideas, that local store owners are not very good merchandisers or marketers, and they get themselves killed when they compare to the big boys and girls of
right.
the major companies. So smaller business owners have to become better at what they're doing. I walk into store, little small stores all the time, and frankly, I'm surprised they're still around or alive because they're so poorly run.
Yeah. Yep. There's a message. There's a two-sided message there to that, then. Get better at your business, and you can compete better against the big guys who are happy put you out of business. And that goes, by the way, that's in almost every aspect, everything that we look at. Again, the greed that's being protested isn't for those of us who are involved in entrepreneurialism. It's unbridled, unrestricted capitalism that turns small people against big people, unless they're lucky enough to be consumed by a bigger company. The big guys are trying to put the little guys out of business. You see it in every facet of life, whether it's agriculture, whether it's the car business, I mean, you just name it. Every little guy is being eaten up or pushed out by business that's getting cooperation from the government to basically get screwed around.
No, I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. And, of course, I have to give Newt Gingrich the political line of the week.
Yes.
He was being asked about the Occupy movement.
Right.
And what his recommendations for the people involved in the Occupy movement would be. And he simply looked at the camera and said, "I suggest they get a job right after they get a bath."
Right. Yep. Get a job. Get a bath. Get a job. Yeah.
A stinging, a brilliant political line for people who have that point of view.
Well, the people who have that point of view don't really know what really is going on, because they're listening to people like Gingrich use it as a political tool, and they don't really aren't aware of and seem not to care about the messages that are coming from other folks protesting beside those who are just protesting greed and want something for nothing.
Well, it was a brilliant political.
It
brilliant,
was.
Brilliant.
So where is he now? Speaking of PR, you have used, he's used you for PR over the years. Where is he in, it's, other than the obvious, he's on top of the heap, but does he stay there given all of the other pieces of the pie that exist?
As long as there are debates, Newt Gingrich is going to be in a leadership role. He is a brilliant debater. The President of the United States, Barack Obama, does not, underlined all capitals italic, want to debate Newt Gingrich.
Mm. So there's the selection. That's right there. Michael Levine from the LCO online office, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and the editor of the online LBN eLert.
Ready for cold and